Isn't it funny how, however much you wish it away, getting up time always comes around? You lie in bed thinking, maybe it'll go away just this once. Maybe it'll just let me stay in bed for 24 hours and miss out one day, get up tomorrow. But no, getting up comes around. Being helped, actually, particularly by Vance now coming in, reminding me that he's hungry. Are you hungry, Vance? Licking his lips, tail wagging. Should we go and get you some breakfast? He's on his way. Okay, go and get some breakfast then. Go on then. I think it's about 7:45. Which I suppose by some people's standards might be a bit, little bit late for getting up. But I don't know, it's strange. I always used to be a morning person, I advance. And when I first started work, I was commuting from where my parents live and having to catch a train at 7:45 every morning. Which I don't know quite how I managed it. I know that I was getting up at 5:30 every day in order to do that. And it was just, well, from this perspective, it the idea of it just seems awful. But I managed to do it for 9 months before moving up to London. And then for a time in London, I continued my good habits and was catching the tube still at 7:10 each morning. But slowly but surely, the convenience of transport in London ate away at my good intentions. And I started slipping back somewhat to the point now where I tend to... I tend to head in at about 9-ish or so. Which actually is quite a good thing because it means I miss the peak time. Good boy. Miss peak on the trains. Which is pretty yucky on commuter services into London. Have a plumber coming today to see to my drippy taps, and in fact the tap in my bathroom which comes off in your hand, or as I pointed out to the letting agents, onto your foot if you're not lucky. However, the downside of this is that I probably actually ought to clear a bit of the washing up. Don't mind me. Oh, God, I'm getting it. What was that? I didn't realise there was something still in the bowl. It was a plate. Lovely. Right, okay, that can go there. We'll add that to the pile. So, anyway, I thought I would, just for the sheer excitement of it, I thought that I would record you a bit of morning routine. I'm recording this on AudioView 2, so I'm going to have to keep the length down a bit, which is good for you and a bit more tricky for me. So as soon as I've run this water, I will pause you and you can miss out the sheer excitement of the washing up. Hopefully there won't be any knives in it this time. Unlike Sunday, where I went and cut myself. And you can rejoin me at an opportune moment, a little further down the line. The hound is still eating, as you can hear. Yeah, talking about you, not to you. Go on, keep going. Good boy. leaving a few things to soak whilst I get my own breakfast. So let's have a look in the fridge. Feeling four. Oh, I have three yogurts in here. Oh, there's a turn up for the books. Let's see then, we will take. I don't know if they're two, if they're different ones or if they're all the same. Right, I'm taking two yogurts out of the fridge anyway. And I'm going to find a teaspoon. So it's exciting, this, isn't it? People always talk about, you know, Twitter only being used for people saying what they had for breakfast. But I don't think you get enough of those people anymore. I think there's been a real pushback against people saying what they had for their breakfast. So I intend to start a new trend, albeit only today, of telling you what I'm having for my breakfast. And what I'm having for my breakfast today is one and two, Activia intensely, incredibly, amazingly creamy yogurts. And I'm going to open, if I'm wondering, I may well open both on the recording just so you can know, so I can do a quick taste test of these yogurts, which I have every day, so it's not much of a surprise to me. In fact, I am going to open both. I've got no idea what flavours they are, so this just adds to the excitement of it. Right, so I have two yogurts here. First of all, I will smell them. I'm going to cool them because A and B is boring. I'm going to call them, I don't know, what am I going to call them? Fred and John. There we go, Fred and John. So I'm going to smell Fred first of all. Right, Fred smells sweet and yogurty. Let me try John. It smells equally sweet and yogurty, but maybe with a little more fruit. So I'm going to try Fred now. There we go. Well, I have to say that is gorgeously creamy. I do like my yogurts as thick and creamy as possible and nice and fruity, naturally. I'm going to have another spoonful, actually, because that's actually quite nice, actually. Okay, well, that is the lusciously amazing cherry, or something like that. We'll try the other one. John, I think his name was, wasn't it? Here we go. And that one's peach. So there we go. I have a cherry yogurt and a peach yogurt. Maybe I should mix them together and see what they make. No. This is getting ridiculous. What I will do, though, is take a photograph for the audio boo. Because people might actually listen to my boo if there are photographs to go with it. Right, I'll be back in a jiffy. Just in case you wondered, presumably because you had nothing else to wonder about, why I'm having the plumber coming today. This sound should confirm it for you. It's a bit more than a drippy tap, actually, isn't it? Hang on. There we go, that's off. I'll try the other one. And that one's off too. Actually, I don't think it is off. It still sounds like it's running. Now, most days around this time, probably a bit later if I'm if I'm a little bit more truthful on this. This is a very hard baguette. You could do somebody serious damage with that baguette. However, that one's not doing any damage. It's going in the bin. Yes, usually around this time I would be making my sandwiches. And I would usually be having, well, this week it is pan de mie, which is a terrible pronunciation of what I think is meant to be bread with honey in it. Utterly gorgeous bread. I think it's made by Gales. You can get it in Waitrose. With some Italian meat. However, today is different. Today, our little team of three at work is going out for lunch. So I don't need sandwiches. What I do, though, need is other food to keep me going in the day, because I need lots of food. Lots of times. My brain. So what I'm finding is I have an apple here. I believe it to be a Braeburn apple, but I don't know for sure. I think it was a Braeburn apple when I bought it. And I'm going to get some cake too. Here's a box that I'm throwing away. I have in here, this is one of my favourite cakes in the world. No, not in the world. Favourite cakes on me that Waitrose sell, which is a blackcurrant and apple crumble cake, and it is staggeringly, amazingly wonderful. And I'm just going to use the knife that I cut my finger with the other day. Have I mentioned cutting my finger? I don't know if I did. I'm going to use this to, in a much more appropriate way, to cut a piece of cake. There we go. One piece of cake. Let's get some silver foil. In the silver foil and wrap it round, cocooning the cake in a metallic jacket. Oh, goodness, Robert. I knew I shouldn't have got up today, you know. I knew it was always going to be trouble, and I should have gone at my initial instinct and stayed in bed. That wouldn't have been very good, would it? Right, okay, so that's that. And I have one more thing to add to my thoroughly exciting... I can't close this tin. Come on. It can't be that difficult. It's a tin. It has four corners to it. Usually, all you have to do is position each corner over the corresponding corner of the bottom bit of the tin, and the tin closes. Like that. I've got one more thing to add to my exciting lunch. No, not, it's not lunch, is it? Whatever it is. Exciting food for the day, and that is today's Gray's box, Gray's tub thing. And I have two left for the week. I know what they are because I've read the email. Rate it or slate it email. I have flapjack in my left hand, which I think was a summer berry one, but I can't remember exactly. And in my right hand, I have this, which is pieces of bread with some rather nice extra virgin olive oil to dip it into. I'm going to go for the flapjack, because if I'm not taking sandwiches, I'm going to need additional energy. So, there we go. These items get added to the bag, and we are one step further down the road. There's a song there somewhere, isn't there? seem to remember being, I was about to say singing it, but, you know, I've never been that good at singing. Being meant to sing it at primary school. And what I'm also adding to my bag, actually, and I ought to actually demonstrate this to you very briefly, I talked about in another boo the other day, a cup that I was given by my mum for Easter, which is basically like a little thermos flask. And the idea is that rather than carrying open cups of boiling water about at work, I should put it in this thing. And drink from it, and it's rather nice. It has you can drink from the lid from any angle, and it's sealed until you press a button like this, and then you can tip it up and drink. There's nothing in it now, so there's not much point in doing that. And then you close it again. Isn't that brilliant? The only thing is, you can't do it subtly. There we go. We now have some slightly more boring stuff to do. Oh, squeaky door. It's not gonna idiosyncratic squeaky door. Only when moved very slowly. Quick shave. Brush teeth. And other random morning time noises. Then it's on to the great shirt search. What do I feel like today? Who do I feel like today? Now I need a tie. First, find the tie rack. Next, work out tie to wear. It's always the more tricky bit of the getting up proceedings. Having added trousers, jacket, socks, and spent the dog. Go on, Vance. Busy boy. Busy boy. We're just about ready to leave. Oh, except for one thing. Saddling the dog. Come on, Vance. Head in. Good boy. So with pretty much everything done, it's time to head off into town. Or at least it would be, were it not for having to get this audio boo uploaded. Have a good day, everyone.